Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, mental health and domestic violence survivor and advocate and author, Tiffany Lee Gaston.
Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Jules. I am Mark Legere, and now, our host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am excited, and I'm inspired, and I haven't had this experience in the way that at least I got to have it today, where our guest, our interview guest and our performance guest, they're mother and daughter. And so I actually don't think we actually planned on having mother and daughter per se. We picked a interview guest, and we picked a performance guest that seemed to be around the interview guest. And the next thing we know, it's like, well, that's my daughter. And what an amazing thing to have experienced today is I was talking with the mother, Tiffany, during our pre-show call, and I was being inspired. I was thinking of things in ways that I hadn't thought before. And then I get off the call with her, and a little bit later I was scheduled to talk to Jules, and I'm thinking of things the way I haven't thought before, and I'm being inspired. And I got off that call, and the word that came to me was conscientious. These two are conscientious. As a matter of fact, I'm going to use hashtag conscientious singer for Jules. And then I thought I should go and use hashtag conscientious author. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, what does that actually mean? Let me just look it up just to make sure. And I found things for conscientious that was like, no, that's not what I mean. And finally, I found what I meant: governed by conscience, controlled by or done according to one's inner sense of what is right. And I'm like, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. We need more singers like that. We need more authors like that. We need more speakers like that. And then just for fun, I did a search on Google, and I'm like, okay, so conscientious singer. And I put quotes around it because I just want something that, and there wasn't a lot that spoke to that. And same with author, same with keynote speaker, same with speaker, not a lot. I think we need a lot. We need a lot. We're bringing it out right here with our interview guest, Tiffany Lee Gaston, and our performance guest, Jules.
I'll tell you what, this is such a powerful episode. I've been looking forward to this. We live in a world of projection and social media and acting one way, and yet mental health problems are going through the roof. And I don't know anyone that isn't going through some level of something, some sort of change. And yet the ability to maintain the kind of professional achievements and the kind of platform that Tiffany's built, and yet her ability to show up authentically and live her change out loud and use that as her speaking platform is next level.
Exactly. And that's the thing, Mark, that I was thinking. It's like to go through something, well, we all go through things, but to go through it conscientiously, like you know you're going through something, and then to like open it up for the world.
Absolutely. It's a different level of courage to be that honest with yourself, for starters, and then be willing to share that with others so that they can not only be inspired, but learn how to do it themselves.
So our guest is mental health and domestic violence survivor and advocate and a highly published fitness personality, author of From Broken to Badass. Oh, gosh, so much more. But we're going to dig right into it. Tiffany Lee Gaston, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. And I don't know if I can live up to everything you've just said, but thank you truly.
Well, that's perspective. That's our perspective, right? And actually, what a great place to start, because, Tiffany, you said to me, and this blew me away, that Tiffany has never been deserving of love in the past.
I would beg to differ today, but
yay! Yeah,
that was a discovery that I made within the last 3 years. I had no idea that that was within me.
So how does that affect everything?
Oh, gosh. It's been an overwhelming undertaking to unravel the mystery that is me. I think for each of us, we can say that. But to be conscious and to be conscious and to be seeking and chasing for better and for more was sort of an undertaking that happened somewhat organically, but very necessarily for me. I had a breakdown, which led to a breakthrough. And I will never wish it away because it is part of the painful process that I began a few years ago and to what has led me here today. So it wasn't for nothing.
So many people could just look at you, and I'm sure have over the years and maybe even still do, and say, well, she looks like that, and look at her body, and look what she's achieved, and look at all the magazines she's been on the cover of in Your Amazing Body, and the runways that you've walked on, and all of this stuff, and the fancy parties, and the beautiful clothes, and da-da-da-da-da-da. There can't be anything wrong with her life.
Well, I would beg to differ, and I think because so much of what is put out there is without explanation, that there's so much post-production and everything that goes into it, that I never wanted people to think that that was the whole story. I'm more about the behind the scenes and how did you get here and what does it take and what's really going on. I needed that when I was younger, so I decided to be that for the next generation. That was important to me.
So the generation that's looking at you or has been looking at you, whoever looks at you, this part that we get to see in pictures and we all of this stuff that looks great, it can be fun, is great. It's not all of life, right?
Right. No, it's far from it. But I think a lot of the trials and tribulations that I had to go through that were part of my process of self-discovery were very necessary to get here and also really taught me so much about myself and, you know, just the discovery through a lot of this unraveling the last several months even has just led me to the most beautiful place of self-discovery that I just only ever wish to keep going. I only feel like I'm just arriving here. I'm halfway through my life almost. So that's the girl I am, though. I'd always rather be late to the party than never show up. So here I am.
Okay, so you have been through, you've been out there. You put yourself out there. You're out there. People see you. People look at you. And they don't always know what's behind what they're seeing. So you're saying, here's me as I am, and now we're going to be talking about mental health and a couple other things, and these are the things that are helping me. Maybe they can help you too.
Very much so. I've always been very unfiltered. it's part of what people love and hate about me, I'm sure, but outspoken for those things that I'm most passionate about and for those that need a voice to that. So throughout the years, you know, anything that I've been able to utilize my platform to raise awareness for or funding for has been a passion project. I love being in that capacity, but I never wanted to sit here and just glorify it and glamorize it and not be truthful about it. I think that's what people see on me a lot, is that I live out loud and I seem to heal out loud, even the loudest, actually. I'm now discovering things I think that a lot of people would consider, I don't know, probably scary and very vulnerable to share outwardly and publicly. I've lived my life that way a lot. And I feel like I was put here to do that. There's some knowingness that I have within me that it wasn't for nothing. Everything is supposed to have gone this way, and that it's a gift not only for me to learn from, but to share with others for the same reason. And so I was sharing with Filippo that, you know, a lot of times I wonder why I give so much, and I've been told, you know, pull some back, you know, you're a very private person in some ways, but you give so much. And the feedback that I receive tells me I'm on the right track. There's people that don't publicly comment, but they will privately message me about things that I've written or shared, and how it's impacted them. And there's really nothing better. I don't care if it's one person or 20 people. It was for something.
You know, that's Tiffany, it's that very reason why we connected. You know, we chose to name the show A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Mental Health. And that's because of the out loud and funny and transparent and vulnerable way that you share. Yet the serious side of you and your ability to go deep is one of the first things I connected with. In one of your interviews, you mentioned how your anxiety drove you to your success. And that one really hit home for me and resonated with my story. And I think it's something that people aren't aware of. And I think at some level of the PTSD culture that we're in, everybody could relate to. Can you expand on that?
Definitely. I think, you know, so much of my motivation and success through the years has been, you know, I've been always been very driven and goal oriented. I've always felt passionate about chasing something. If you're not, you know, walking forward every day, you're dying. So what is that? What speaks to your heart? What moves you? What can't you be without? Whether you're being paid for your time or you're volunteering it, what is it that you must do? That is your why. That is partly why you're here. And I've always just been very motivated, but haven't understood that a lot of what has driven me has in fact been anxiety. I've taken on so much, and I've had to really look backwards and say, you know, you have to formulate boundaries around things. And I've been the number one proponent of saying no for years, but only in my own personal world, I haven't always been operating above board that way. So I had to take a look at what I was doing, how I was doing it, all the projects that I would take on. I was doing a lot of volunteering as well. There's just so much that I wanted to show up for, and it was eating me alive. And so until you can really identify what your drivers are, what's going on with you, you can use that in a very positive light, but it got to a point where I didn't realize just how bad it was for me and for my body, because I was harboring so much of that anxiety, and I'm just a chick with outrageous cortisol. So I'm clearly haven't been processing my stress properly.
As a matter of fact, you use the phrase, all the trauma was under the hood.
Yeah, for sure. I think, so I'm most proud of my sobriety, and I am going on 5 months sober from alcohol here soon. And I think for me, the greatest accomplishment with all of my deep dive and all of my work, and it took a village to get me here, all the physicians and everybody that has pivoted to support me have been incredible. But ultimately, I just lost my train of thought.
You know, and you just...
That's who I am.
You just said something that really, really got me. The way you kind of chuckled about it took a village to get you here, like it took a lot of people, is kind of how I took what you said. And I was thinking, as soon as you said that, I'm like, I think we're supposed to have a village. Like, if we're lucky, we have a village, we have family, or we have community. And yeah. I think it's about that. Like, I totally support where you are and what you're doing. Like, that's why we're all here today.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I think one of the major things that I got in the most trouble with myself with is being so private and harboring a lot of these different, the depression, and after I had a PTSD diagnosis, just keeping so much of that so close to my own heart and thinking that I'm always the girl, the doer, the fixer. I'm strong enough to do this by myself. That's the way the ego operates. And I drove myself into the absolute ground with that mentality. And going back to what I dropped the ball on, the sobriety piece was the last piece so I could actually integrate the incredible work that I did with my therapist and trauma coach, was to omit alcohol. Because like I say, when that trauma is so right under the hood and you are so close to greatness, pouring any sort of fuel on that fire or any sort of facade over that lens, it doesn't do you any favors. And I needed to take that final leap. And I will say the only thing that's gotten better for me since omitting alcohol is everything. So That's about it. That's all I have to say about that. I guess it didn't agree with me.
Good on you. Good on you. Yeah. Yeah. You were actually, when you were talking about earlier, something I never thought of, you said that alcohol is a depressant. So when people are depressed, then they're just pouring fuel on the fire.
Yes. And I did a lot of self-medicating because I received a diagnosis a couple years back, and I knew I was telling everyone around me, I feel depressed. Something is off. I can't put my finger on it. It wasn't like depression, but it was the closest thing that I could identify. And so then when I was diagnosed with from a traumatic incident that I was experienced, I really feel like I thought it was a lie. I didn't believe it. It took me several weeks to actually sink in before I was willing to do the work, and whatever that would mean. And I had to really do a lot of research to see what type of work would help me. And ultimately I did discover that, and I'm grateful for it. But yeah, it's been a long road to figure this out. And there's just a lot of different ways that people work through modalities to find what's best for them.
So we're going to talk about modalities and tools and things that have worked for you in a little bit. This part has been so much about getting to know you, but also like getting to know you. Like, I believe it's possible to achieve everything that you've achieved and look the way you look and show up the way you show up, and also have all the things that you now have and more of what you aspire to, which is the inside the work, right?
Oh gosh, yeah. I needed to connect some dots, and I really felt like when it finally clicked, man, it's magical. Like, I walk forward every day differently, and I just only ever want to hold here. And, you know, that takes a lot of work, not a lot of hard work, but a lot of intentional work and being very conscious. Like, that is, I love what you said, Filippo, because I think without that self-awareness piece, we don't go anywhere quickly. We have to be aware of our thoughts. We have to be the gatekeeper of our own mind. And our mind plays tricks on us. And we all have, you know, limiting beliefs and things like that. And I think when you're down, you really cater more to those negative thoughts. It takes a lot more effort to stay here, but it is a beautiful outcome when you do.
And you also brought my awareness to something: mental health hygiene. Of course, we're talking about, oh, this person doesn't have good hygiene, or this person has good hygiene, or this is how you could have good hygiene. And we're just usually talking about grooming or showering, but mental health hygiene, whoa, that's a whole other level.
Yeah, well, I would say lifelong, you know, I'm a lifelong fitness expert, advocate, athlete. So I've always said, like, working out is no different than brushing your teeth, taking a shower. It's just another step you do daily. However you move your body, you have to plug in for that. So for me now, I didn't always have a mental health hygiene. I didn't know what that was. I had to build it. I had to formulate it. I had to go out there and find it for me. So just even understanding different things that work for people, like journaling, meditating, energy work, hypnosis, therapy, like anything that you do that caters to inside who you truly are, that is so highly necessary. Whether you spend time in nature, like nature was a huge healer for me, whatever that is, you have to find that, and you have to make space for that every single day. I don't care if it's 5 or 10 minutes, you're worth it, and you have to see that.
Wow. So we're going to get into some of those modalities and tools when we come back here, Tiffany. We're going to mention, you've got From Broken to Badass, Turning My Pain into Power, and you're, I'm sure, got another book coming out, but you're not working on it yet. And now's not the time for it, but I'm just wanted to put it out there that it sounds like that book serves for many people who are there, and that this next book, it's like we're going to be following the journey with you as you're supporting, as you're growing and supporting people through their changes along with you. TiffanyLeeGaston.com. So Tiffany Lee, L-E-E, and Gaston, G-A-S-T-O-N.com. And you could learn more about what she's doing. Actually, follow her on Instagram at that, and just see all her fun videos and quirky videos and very powerful messages that go along with that, and find her on Facebook at the same Tiffany Lee Gaston. We'll be back with more with Tiffany Lee a little later on. We'll be joined by her daughter, Jules, here, who will be performing on the Life Changes show. And we have the Ask Dorothy segment when we come back, all on the Life Changes show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back and we're having a conversation with our guest, Tiffany Lee Gaston, who is a mental health and domestic violence survivor and advocate and highly published fitness personality and author of From Broken to Badass, Tiffany Lee Gaston. And Tiffany, you said a phrase that totally, I was like, wow, earlier today when we were speaking, and you said, yeah, I'm thrilled to be the poster child for mental health. Wow. Who says that?
I don't know. Somebody's freaking crazy, I guess. Well, I have fun with it, as you see. I put a spin on it because we're taking something that so many adults, children, just people deal with, and I just want to normalize it. It is quite normal, I will say.
Well, you definitely normalizing the conversation, because it's quite normal, yes, as you say. And interestingly, you mentioned adults and children dealing with it. And I said to you, one of the first things I said, this is kind of unusual with your daughter actually going to be on the show and listening to every word you're saying here. And you said,
I said, it's nothing I wouldn't say in front of her. She's wanted for years to read my book, and I had to get to a special place to allow for that. And that came after running into someone I knew at the gym telling me how tremendous it was for him to be able to share it with his teenage daughter. He saw what a gift it was. And I said, really? And he said, you should absolutely consider allowing your daughters in time if you're ready. And that actually changed my perspective. So, there are certain things that are off topic, but yes, very much open dialogue, and we all benefit from assistance in the mental health space, because to know better is to do better.
Well, thankfully, there are all kinds of modalities out there and more coming in, and a couple that I didn't know of that we talked about. So why don't we start with some of the ones that have supported you that people might not know about and could serve them?
Well, I actually have done therapy, just regular cognitive behavioral therapy is very beneficial, just talk therapy. But second to that, I really had done a lot of research regarding ketamine and psychedelic assisted psychotherapy. I will say in late the fall of 2020 was when I really executed upon that and did go in benefit from some ketamine infusions from some local area doctors here that are wonderful. I can't rave about Advanced Wellness and Pain enough. Set and setting is extremely important. So don't just think, oh, I saw a new ketamine clinic pop up on the corner, I'm going to go in there. If they're going to tie you up to a string of meds and leave you alone, that is absolutely not what this is. So it is further unpacked by a coach and or a therapist or both in my case. And the work builds upon itself. It was a wonderful experience. It's not, I would say it was very beneficial for the PTSD. I did a study with a bunch of firefighters and we actually saw my numbers change to the better. So that was a powerful observation. But hypnotherapy, all kinds of different therapy, is the internal family systems model is what has been probably my greatest success with breaking through stacked trauma. And I did some extensive work with IFS in November of this past year, and it set me free without a doubt.
You know, I'm really glad, really, really glad that you brought up the support structure in that because there's so many new treatments and everybody's on the psychedelic bandwagon and the MDMA bandwagon. But the problem is, they're going from one treatment to the next with zero integration and no support. And when you start changing that neurology, and if you don't have the coaching support and the hypnotherapy support around you to reintegrate, you can actually end up worse than you went in. So really glad that you pointed that out.
I'm glad that you said that. And it is, yeah, it is absolutely necessary. And yeah, I think that for me, it was something that, it's a scary undertaking for sure. But when I started to really kind of get in there and see what was going on and what I could do with it, I really felt so much more in control of a lot of these things that go on. So many people struggle with these things, but I think that to be given the gift of accessing the mind in such a way, we get in between, you know, the left and right brain and the subconscious, and that's the beauty of it all. So powerful, this work.
We'll talk about support. See, there we go again. Takes a village. so interestingly enough, it's you were saying, you know, people could start with something that's absolutely free. Actually, you mentioned a couple somethings that have been very helpful for you, both absolutely free.
Yes, meditation. And that was something that I long time struggled with. And I said, I can't sit still for 2 minutes. I'll never be somebody that meditates. Well, we can honestly say that I can throw that out the window now as an advanced, I don't know what, an advanced student of Dr. Joe Dispenza. I really did the deep work. And I was the girl that said I couldn't sit there, but ultimately spent as long as 4 hours a day in meditation at some points in time when I was attempting to heal a ruptured disc in my back. And I will say that that work really was very helpful for that. So don't tell yourself that story. You can do it.
And journaling?
Journaling is great. Yes. But speaking to the meditation piece, guided meditation is great. And you don't have to be trying to do an hour long. You can do like 5 minutes of meditation and build from there. But just getting outside of, or just going internal and tuning out the 3D world, that is so beneficial for your autonomic nervous system. Just get away from the noise. Journaling is powerful. Grounding, go outside, it's free. Stick your bare feet in the earth. If you don't have access to a PEMF unit, that's pulsed electromagnetic frequency, most people do not. If you go to the chiropractor's office, he may have a unit like that. But you can just stick your feet in the ground or in the sand at the beach. So many things, so many powerful things that you can do.
Joe, those are great, great examples. And Joe has such a great process. And I know a lot of people have found their way to meditation through his work. For me, I was the same way, and so I kind of needed training wheels to get there, so I ended up on the beach stacking one rock on top of the other, which I call moving meditation.
Oh, wow.
But it really helped me to you know, drop out of my mind and really let it go.
That's awesome. Very cool.
And so with that as well, obviously some kind of physical activity of which you are queen of, it's just that you were already doing that, so you weren't looking at that necessarily for that kind of support, but it does support, right?
It's funny. Oh, absolutely, it does. I would say that for mental health, I would say for, you know, breaking bad habits or going through sobriety, just move your body, whatever it looks like. But for me, I look back and I say, wow, like if I was going to say that, you know, movement is an outlet for my anxiety, and then you look at me, you go, holy crap, she has a lot of anxiety. It looks really bad, probably. Maybe a bit like when Tim McGraw quit CrossFit, or he picked up CrossFit and dropped the bottle. Oh, man. Remember that? a little bit intense. That's called transference of addiction. So hopefully I haven't done that. Maybe just with peanut M&Ms, but yeah.
So just anybody who could look at almost anything that you're doing can tell you come across very confident in yourself. And of course, you do things elegantly, like beautifully, or you're able to do so much. Oh, come on.
I'm like a bull in a china shop. That's what I am.
my point is that it, just that there are people that go around thinking that they are more clumsy, that they are also not as appreciated by others, and they don't look a certain way, and they may have anxiety because of that. And so anxiety, depression, any of these things that we've talked about today, mental health, it doesn't discriminate, like anybody, everybody, right? It can affect anybody and everybody anytime.
Oh, absolutely. So,
and to ask for help, you were saying.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I don't think a lot of people look at me and say, wow, she must be really messed up in the head. So I just put it out there instead and let you know about it. I just feel like if we all realize how much more alike than we are or not,
right?
That's the beauty. That is the beauty, because I'm always for the underdog, because to me, I am the underdog. I don't know that people look at me and think that I have felt that way. And I don't want to get emotional, God forbid. But I really feel like I've always been so hard on myself, and I haven't understood where that's come from. And that you know, childhood trauma, that, you know, 0 to 7, whatever that was. And trauma isn't what happened to you. It's what happened inside of your body because of what happened. If you weren't prepared for it, well, guess what? Nobody can judge anyone else's trauma. It was how it was received on you. So if you weren't prepared or didn't have the skill set to deal with it, now we're raised as these adults that have all this garbage programming and trauma. And once you get to be, you know, midway through life, we're all a big bag of, you know what? We all have to unravel it a bit.
You're cracking me up.
You know, that's such a huge point, and I think everybody can relate to it on one level or another. And that was one thing I learned a little bit too late in life, is that emotional abuse or emotional trauma, you know, it can be as relevant, you know, to someone as physical trauma and physical abuse. It's just, like you said, it's how it's received.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's what you cater to.
So, Tiffany, as we're bringing this great conversation, unfortunately, to a close for at least this time and place, you know, I asked you what would you say to your younger self about these kinds of issues now that you know? And you said, you know, that's a good question, and that you were so strong-willed that you would probably have gone through everything anyway. But I thought a lot about that today, and I thought, but what? How could you have gotten your attention? Like, there's got to be a way, because some of us need to get our attention right now.
See, that's the thing, is you want to catch it before you are brought to your knees by it. That's the goal here, right? And so for me, my rupture was inevitable. It had to happen. And at the rate I was going, there was no denying it was going to happen. I'm just very grateful to be on this side of it now. I don't know what I would have said to do things different. It was a slow, insidious build, you know, like it's, you don't see it. And then the pandemic hits, and a lot of us that have trauma under the hood from previous trauma, it bubbled up in ways that a lot of us really were taken aback by. I think I've had a conversation with a few friends about this specifically, and through a couple of different interviews. And I think a lot of people that had things from even 20 years ago had this resurgence of like all of this negative stuff. And so work through that, you feel me? It's like, I think it was a very real thing for a lot of people.
And you know, we don't have time, and maybe this will be, you know, for the next show. But, you know, when you start talking about that level of work, people don't realize that not only are you dealing with what's happening in the moment, but more than likely, once you set that intention, you're now releasing, like you said, things from 10, 20 years ago and reliving, or lifetimes, and reliving those. And those, and so starting to separate the energy that you're releasing versus needing to, you know, try to define it in the moment against, you know, things that are happening in life in real time is also part of the work. It's a really complex process to navigate.
Absolutely. And there was the truest dark night of the soul that was necessary for me to continue to wade through to come out this side. And so there were times where I'll never wish it away, but I didn't know I was going to survive it. So here I am, and I feel pretty powerful now.
And we're grateful that you're here in more ways than one. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for being such a great inspiration on the Life Changes Show. I want to remind everybody, Tiffany Lee Gaston, L-E-E Gaston, G-A-S-T-O-N. Find her at TiffanyLeeGaston.com and on Instagram and Facebook at Tiffany Lee Gaston. And of course, you could read more about her and learn more about her at LifeChangesShow.com. Just look her up on our website. Tiffany, what a pleasure getting to connect with you. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you too. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Margaret from New York. In the past, you helped me heal my feet, and now I'm having challenges with my hands. I've had arthritis in my hands for years, and I could still get my work done. Now I'm having difficulties grasping things, and my fingers hurt. Please help me.
Dear Margaret, I lovingly suggest that you remember that you healed your feet by changing your thoughts. I ask that you check out Dr. Bruce Lipton and follow his guidance. As I shared with you when you were having feet problems, Dr. Lipton said this: the moment you change your perception is the moment you rewrite the chemistry of your body. Dr. Lipton teaches us that our thoughts are powerful and that our body responds to our thoughts. He reminds us that it is our perception of things that influence our brain chemistry. Years ago, I developed arthritis, and my fingers were so stiff that I was unable to make a fist. Fortunately, I remembered to check out the emotional causes of arthritic fingers. I used Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, and then I reread some of Dr. Lipton's excellent advice and did the emotional clearing. And now I have no challenge with my hands and fingers. Our bodies talk to us, and we need to listen. So please do the research and change your thoughts and regain control of your hands. I can't wait to hear of your success, so please update me as you improve.
Great advice, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, Jules, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and I'm just feeling like I'm getting to know her now already. I feel like I could say so many great things about our guest, who's a singer, a songwriter. Let's just introduce her first. Welcome, Jules, to the Life Changes Show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. And I think your voice sounds great.
Thank you. Yeah, we're working on it.
You are so dedicated and you know, like I was feeling your mom, and I'm going to let all your fans know that are listening right now, you showed up. You were prepared last week. You had already done your sound check, everything. You were going to be singing live for us and for your fans. And then something happened, and here you are. You're showing up.
Well, thank you for saying that. I sure am. I'm trying, and I'm just very grateful to be here. And I like I said earlier, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else on my Monday night other than in front of this mic talking to you guys. So I'm just happy to be here, regardless of the circumstances and, yeah, all the things.
Okay, so for those who know your voice and say, wait a minute, it doesn't sound like her, Jules has a cold, so... You know,
yes, I do, unfortunately.
So thank you for showing up. And it seems to me, so remember, I'm thinking conscientious singer, as I mentioned at the beginning. It seemed like your this consciousness is like in all of the things you sing about and the things that you're experiencing and you put into song. And then when I asked you about that, you went on this great thing and then you ended with, Well, that's just my hippy-dippy self. What does that mean?
Well, I think when I get into my songwriting zone and everything like that, I don't really perceive how other people would perceive my songwriting. I just am just sitting there writing it for myself. And that's a whole other topic we can get into another time. But the whole hippy-dippy part, I think, is like an insecurity of mine on the internal. And I think, like, if people... I'm always afraid of what people are going to think of my music, and I'm always afraid of, you know, other people's opinions and criticisms. And I'm definitely totally open and welcoming to everyone's thoughts on my music and everything like that, because this is a different thing. But I always feel like I sound like a little bit ridiculous in a way. I don't know, because we were talking about this whole the human condition thing and everything like that, and I could go on a whole tangent about it, but I think when it comes down to my writing process, the main goal is for people to connect, and I never want it to come across as me, like, lecturing or, like, preaching at the audience or anything like that. It truly is the way I experience things. And that's why I feel like it's a little bit hippy-dippy, but, I mean, maybe that's just my experience, yeah.
And you know, maybe exactly what I was, like, saying at the top of the show, like, we need more of this, so that when we hear more of what you're sharing with us, that it starts to sink in, and we start to feel that, you know, people get us, and people agree. And people share their own thoughts on it, right? And then it doesn't sound hippy-dippy, kind of like your mom's quest. It becomes normal.
Yeah, it becomes a lifestyle.
This
becomes
the normal.
Right, exactly. And I think that's important to think about sometimes, because I feel like we are just so focused on our day-to-day lives and the struggles of, you know, going to school or going to work and everything like that. But when we zoom out, I think there's so much to look at there that we often take ourselves too seriously. I'd rather be a hippie than be just sad, you know, or mad at the world. That's my take.
Wow. Good on you. And, you know, like I said, we need more of this. So you, did something, well, to the rest of the world, it's fun. I'm sure it was a lot of hard work, and I'm sure it's very stressful, but you were on NBC's The Voice, and yes, you made it to the second round. That's an experience.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is, Filippo. I saw some of my own, like, self-demons and, like, everything really, you know, got pulled out of me in that time. I definitely learned so much, and I'm so grateful for the growth and the learning experience that I had. I wouldn't change it or trade it for anything, but it was definitely something. I definitely, like, saw the inside of the music industry and what goes on and how people are and act and communicate. It's different. It's a different world, that's for sure.
Well, so Casualties of War wasn't written about your experience on the show, was it? No, I'm just kidding. So we're going
to... That was a good one.
We're going to hear Casualties of War. What do you want to share about that before we get to play your pre-recorded version?
Right. So Casualties of War was written about a family experience that I had, about a certain family dynamic. I think people can relate to this song just through anybody in their lives who is narcissistic, is a little bit too self-centered, a little bit too, you know, all about them type of situation. That's what this song is mostly about. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's like an aggressive message, not aggressive, but just a serious message with a happy sort of beat and a guitar strumming behind it. So that's Casualties of War.
Okay. Okay. Well, here's Jules' Casualties of War, pre-recorded, played on the Life Changes show.
I don't know if it'll ever be the same. All I hear is bickering coming from the kitchen. But you would never think to guess who did this, 'cause you're to blame. And I don't really think that I'm aggressive.
Jules on the Life Changes show. Hey, wow. You know, I Dorothy's head was bopping, and I'm like, I could just see us getting up and dancing, and then I'm listening. You missed my birthday last year anyway. You'd think a grown man would be mature by now. I'm like, oh wow, like a lot came up.
Yeah, I was talking to you earlier, and this song is definitely a big release type of situation. That's for sure. I let go of a lot of negative energy with the release of this song, because you just don't need it after a while.
Good for you. Good for you. I want to let everybody know, Jules, they could find you at heyjuleshere.com, and Jules is J-U-L-E-S, and we have a ton of links for her at the Life Changes Show website for Jules, but basically, Hey Jules Here, is, like on Instagram especially,
yes,
so, and TikTok, right? So, so Jules, let's speak about Jules. Actually, you that's a chosen name, right?
Yes. So, my born name is Alexis Jules Gaston.
Oh.
And my middle name is Jules. I go by Lexi with my friends and family and everything, and people got like weird nicknames and all the other stuff, as you know, one does. But Jules is my stage name. And I don't know, like I always looked up to like the Beyoncé's, like the single one word stage name, Adele, Zendaya. I don't know, I thought they were always like so cool. And also the fact that I used to talk to my mom about this, and she was always like, well, also like for privacy purposes, it's just Jules. Like there's really no attachment there. It's just you. And I was like, well, that's very true. And there's that. Yeah.
That's it. I'm going to be Matthew from here on out.
Yes, Matthew. I'll call you Matthew.
Are you telling the world your middle name, Mark? And I'm going to be Filippo from here on out.
Let's go.
As a matter of fact, I think I like Hey Filippo Here. I like that.
Yes, anyway, it's got so a ring to it.
Hey Jules Here. Hey, H-E-Y, and then J-U-L-E-S Here, H-E-R-E. So we're going to get to hear a second song that you've recorded and you've just released, right?
Yeah, I released it in January of this year, so about like a month ago, a month maybe and a half.
So I can tell by the name, this is going to be a doozy too. Who oh I Am. Tell us about that.
This song is basically just my perspective on who I am, as the title reads. I think the whole human condition thing really ties into this one. It's my perspective on how I view the world and how I want to see myself and what I want to do, and the struggles that come along with that. And yeah, that's who I am coming up.
No, cool. Here's Jules and Who I Am, pre-recorded on the Life Changes Show.
I'm giving a penny, I take a dime. I don't know why I wanna cry all the time. I take comfort in the way the palms sway in the desert wind. Maybe I can't keep breathing this air in. Down and down the deep, the things that I've hidden from me, but maybe I've blocked them out. Do you have your hands on the map? Because I don't know if I can trust myself to get me to where I'm going. And lately, the version of me that I want to be
find a reason to not go out tonight. But maybe I'll just keep driving. Do you have your heads on the map? Because I don't know if I can trust myself to get me to where I'm going. And lately, the version flowers outside, they seem to be taking their time, growing through the weather conditions. Why can't I just take their position? Do you have your hands on the map? Because I don't know if I can trust myself to get me to where.
Hey, Jules here.
Heyo.
Jules, wow. Oh, thank you so much for letting us get to know you through your music and through all your sharing. I want to remind everybody, heyjulesheer.com, and you can find her on, gosh, she's all over Apple Music and
all the
Jules,
things.
J-U-L-E-S. Instagram, it's Hey Jules Here, H-E-R-E. Jules?
Thank you so much for having
me. You're awesome.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. I can't even express it. I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much.
And even with your cold, you sound great. I mean...
Thank you. Thank you. I don't even... sorry.
You are awesome, and we are so grateful, but I think we also need to call your manager back on the air.
Yeah, let's get your mom back on, but before she comes on, I have to ask you...
It's time for an attagirl.
I have to ask you, at the end of... I haven't heard very many singers do the at the end, I mean, of the phrases. Where'd that come from?
Oh, I've been actually working on that a lot. It's my vibrato. It's very great. Pronounced. My vocal coach is working on trying to like tone it down.
It sounds great.
Your control's amazing.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you saying that. I think there's a time and a place, and I'm learning like the right places to put it to where it's more powerful and impactful. But yeah, I'm working on it. We're all a work in progress. But thank you.
It was certainly the right time and place to have you on the show tonight, and how special that we got to have you and your mom, Tiffany Lee Gaston. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm still here.
Well, this is something we never do, is call the guests back on, but in this special case, we're so proud of your daughter, and we're so proud of you.
She's so neat. Thank you so much for having us. Truly appreciate
thank you.
Each of you separate is a powerhouse, and the two of you together, I don't know, I feel a tour coming on.
Well, like I said, I got it from my mama. Aww. That's for sure.
Thank you, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, with that, thank you to both of you.
Thank you. And, so grateful.
We are too. So with a big thank you to Tiffany Lee Gaston, our interview guest, and to Jules, our performance guest. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.